Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The quarterback show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
The high school. Yeah.
People were not drafting him now.
That's what Ian was
like
reporting.
7 years ago.
I know what Ian Rapoport was reporting during the draft was that's the reason. I know that was the reason I thought he was a shit bag.
Yeah.
And didn't like him.
Right.
But.
Spencer Rattler, right?
They go back and talk to your high school guidance counselor.
Right. And if they're doing that, if they have video of you from high school,
yes,
they're going to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, been a little shit. Yeah.
I'll say I definitely changed a lot from my senior year of high school
100%.
Until I was, how old is Rattler? Probably 23, something
probably,
like that?
If.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I was probably better my senior year of high school than
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's a. You know,
I got dumber for like 6 years, and then I started getting smarter again.
Yeah, that's what I was like. They went back and looked at that, and that's the reason he fell to the fifth round. I don't think that's the reason he fell to the fifth round. I just think he's a fifth round quarterback.
I do too.
Yeah,
me too. Like I never understood.
Yeah,
like I love Emory Hunt, and
I just think he's a
fifth round but like I just never saw anything special from Spencer Rattler, and the problem he has is like. I mean, the fact that he's only that good, but also he played it. We saw him play a lot. Like, it's not like he played at Delaware or something like that. And it's like, I don't know. I didn't really see it. Like, you watched a ton of games that Spencer Rattler played in, and he never blew anybody away.
Yeah.
Like,
I have a question because I saw this morning. Are you like naked without a vest?
Say again?
Are you naked without a vest?
I got a shirt on under.
No, what I mean is, like, do you feel different if you don't have one on?
Oh, no. this is just, like, all that was clean.
Oh, like, if I, like, there's certain things if I don't have, I feel like.
Oh.
Yeah, like.
No, honestly, I'll be honest about it. Like, the vest is a nice, kind of hides the, I kind of been getting lazy with the workouts, I think. And I feel a little bit soft in the middle right now.
Oh, okay.
And the vest kind of hides it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's kind of like a man girdle.
Okay. All right. Didn't know that. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's also about to be too hot in about two weeks.
Well, it was almost too warm this morning.
Yeah. It was definitely too warm for a jacket. But I was like, I got up and I had to take the garbage down to the curb. And I was like, it's like, it's not warm yet. It's nice. Throw a vest on. But I wear a vest a lot.
You're right.
But part of it is like, it just kind of masks the midsection. I need to get the crunches going.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. Drank a lot of beer. That's one thing about camping. Had a great time camping. But I mean, really all you do once the sun goes down is sit there at the campfire and just drink beers.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Drank a lot of beers
over the weekend. Yeah.
And it was fun. But gotta work those off.
It's crazy. A wreck right in front of our house. And so you know when you come to my house and there's that right turn that leads all the way to the back. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what happened, but the little girl, young girl who we gave her a little job in the summertime one time to help Samson learn how to swim better. So I guess she was coming around from the back. And so they got into another car was coming. They hit each other, but it was like on the right side of the road. So was she not paying attention coming around and just was just driving around? Two damn cars hit. I didn't see it. I went to take a shower. And I came back down. And it happened when I was in the shower. And so I go to check it and like the damn airbags deploy. I was like, how fucking fast are you going around this damn curve? And then, like, why is the accident on that side of the fucking road?
Right.
Like, head-on collision.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, was she not paying attention?
Yeah, somebody was in the wrong
lane.
Somebody was in the
she was. Obviously, she had to be.
Yeah.
If she's hitting the car on the right side.
Is it probably?
Yeah. It had to be on her phone.
Cell phone?
I don't know.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah. Everybody's fine.
That's good.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know. But I like how the accident happened. Like it's somebody else's fault because you are on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
Like all the way on the wrong side of the road. Not even in the middle. On the wrong side of the road.
How old is this person?
Cell phone swerve right there.
She was 16 now?
Yeah. Like 16. That's probably a cell phone.
Yep.
16, 17.
Yeah. There's a wreck in front of, not on our road, but on Atlanta Road every day. Like, because that turn people have to make, there's no light, and people are cut. Like, I swear to God, there's a wreck there at least 3 times a week. It's crazy.
Yeah, they get, yeah.
They got to, they would be really smart to put a light there. It would be.
Once I start a petition, let my wife help you. My wife got, she got the street lights up in the house.
She knows how to get petitions because really?
I need
3 things done.
People lived there for years, and there were no street lights in our neighborhood. And Donna got and went and started and got fucking street lights. Now, there was some mad folks.
They didn't want them?
The people that lived there for all that time.
Why did they not want them?
I don't know. They never had them.
Street lights are good.
Yeah, a lot of people probably don't leave the house a lot, or they leave the house and not.
Yeah,
heavy traffic.
Time. Yeah, but it was crazy. It was so funny. I'm not signing that. I was like, why not?
Why not? We just want streetlights.
Want streetlights?
It makes it harder for people to. Like,
how far
break
up
into
do you
cars
have to go to? Does it like you got to reach out to your senator?
I don't know.
Is it,
she
like,
got that shit done.
City council
yeah,
or
yeah,
she,
my neighbors got actually done. Got that done. Yeah, they went door to done. Door, and I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, put a streetlight in our front yard. Yeah. Like, I don't want anybody trying to sneak up here at night.
Well, that also slows people down with kids too. Maybe
a little bit. What I want, I want the speed limit on our road is 35 miles an hour, and it does not need to be 35 miles an hour. Like, the road's not very long. There's a curve in it that people take way too fast, and there's a school and a playground. And what I don't understand is why the school can't get a school zone, because private schools are allowed to have school speed limit zones too, right? Like,
I don't think
I would. So. Oh, they're not.
I don't. You know what? I actually don't know because we have a.
You would think.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Why they would?
Yeah, there's a private school up the street from us.
Just because it's private, that don't mean kids don't cross the street.
Yeah,
that's why they're school zones. Like,
so I want them to make it a school zone. Would I really like it if they just make the speed limit 25 miles an hour? Because 35 to a lot of people in Atlanta means 50.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so people will be going that fast on our road, and it's just not like it's not safe. So they need to take the speed limit down. I want to get some of those speed bumps put in,
or put a traffic camera there. One of them some bitch.
Well, sometimes
your license plate and send you a ticket in the mail.
Sometimes the police officer will park in the parking lot for the playground and just pick people off. Like, if it's a slow month, they got to get the
bro. Those damn traffic cameras don't miss anybody.
No, they don't.
It's fucking crazy. I got one sitting on my damn table right now. I'm like, when the hell did I go through a school zone?
Dude, they put that at the top of our like when you go into our division that new whatever thing right there. For the school, but the school's way down there. So I'm like, what the fuck is we need this fucking light right here for? But they be picking motherfuckers off. I'm assuming because I was always curious why they put it there in the first place. I'm like, why did y'all put it here? This nowhere, we're near the school.
Easy money, probably.
Yeah, it's nowhere near school.
Tags you anything over 5 miles an hour over.
Can they get you for not stopping at stop signs? Because that's what people do on our 4-way stop. Like people come off Atlanta Road and just roll through that. And we'll be like, I'll be walking to go to the daycare, home from daycare to pick the kids up. And like, if you don't make eye contact with somebody, they're not going to stop.
Dangerous.
So like, I'll be like looking, staring at people, trying to make sure, trying to walk with these two little kids here. Yeah. If you don't mind not.
I don't know if they have
us.
That technology. They do have, they also have traffic camera lights that'll get you running a red light. I don't think they have.
But that's what the police officers will do. They'll stop right there in that. Parking lot because you can hide behind the bushes.
Yeah. Hopefully, I don't get one of them tickets like you because there's one light when I leave the barbershop to go because I got to go the back way to get Samson. It's a quick light and it's a long fucking light and it's a left turn signal and it's so fucking long. And I was just like, maybe like a month ago, I haven't got no ticket yet, but I damn sure ticket. And then the last time I was there, I looked up like, oh shit, there's a camera right there. I damn sure ticket too. Like, there's no cars coming.
Yeah,
and then the people follow behind me. So.
Yeah, there's a turn like that over by Home Depot too. Yeah. Like you'll sit there for 5 minutes, maybe longer before the light will actually turn, and then the light changes after, 15 seconds or something like that. It must be because people don't turn on that road very often, but I do, and you get stuck there, and you'll break the law.
Yeah,
you'll turn.
Like no cars coming, all the cars on my side that have the regular green are going. Vroom, and I'm sitting at this fucking red light. Like, at least have a blinking yellow.
Right, exactly.
You know, like,
give me the option to go if no one's coming.
Yeah, at least have a blinking yellow.
It's very perplexing why there's not more traffic lights like that here. We're in Louisiana, most of the traffic lights in the city where I'm from.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Know if there's somebody there. Well, they don't blink.
If somebody from
the weak side of the traffic light, you know, the light traffic side,
right,
comes up to it, then it'll turn red on the other side and turn green for them. But as soon as they leave, if nobody else is there, it goes back green. Yeah. It stays green until somebody pulls up to the damn other
sensors.
Side.
It's got sensors.
Yeah. They're smart lights. Like, why are we having these traffic lights where you have to sit there for like 2 minutes when there's no cars around?
It's a great question. You'd think we'd have the technology by now for that.
But the technology's there. It's just, I guess they just spending lotto money on it.
They're spending a lot of money on it.
I know what else they're not spending a lot of money on. Fixing fucking potholes on 285.
God. Dude, bro. I go 285 yesterday.
How can there be potholes on the fucking freeway?
Dude.
On the brand new shit that they're building.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that shit was
Don't bitch about that.
I go 285 yesterday.
I have to go every day.
I had to go to Marietta yesterday morning to meet Sierra's mom was up here. So I had to take her over there to meet her. And I was just like, what the fuck?
There's one 285 if you're headed towards the airport from our side of town, if you're on the west side of town, between like Bankhead Highway and 20.
Yes.
Right in between there. There's one that I swear to God there's a sinkhole. Like, there has to be a sinkhole underneath the freeway.
It could be. Because
the
be
size
it.
Of the fucking pothole is crazy. Like, and when I drove there a couple days ago on it, it had gotten so bad, people were, like, getting out of the lane to get around it, which is super dangerous when there's a lot of traffic.
Yeah, dog. I was like, what the fuck is
Fix
going
the
on
potholes. G-Dot.
Please.
Come on.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.